Saturdays.
Cam Fraser, always good to join us. And we are doing the A to Z of sexual fetishes. We're really getting through this alphabet now. Not too many letters. Probably two more weeks left of letters, Cam Fraser, which is good because there's only two more weeks left of the Danny Lakey Show for 2021. What are we up to? You?
We certainly are.
Jeez.
Yep, at the pointy end. That's good.
Time flies when you're chatting content. What do you have for the A to Z to sexual fetishes for the letter U?
Well, it's a bit of a mouthful, so forgive me if anyone knows how to pronounce this and I'm doing it wrong, but for you, I've got versicogalmatophilia, which is the sexual fetish where someone is sexually aroused by or interested in having sex with a teddy bear.
Yellow. Not bingo for me. I'm not here to yuck anyone's yum. Is this similar to the furry community? Because I think I watched a documentary on that once upon a time. Whole heap of people dressed up as Care Bears rocking up to the exhibition centre.
Yeah, so it is a like a sub-category or sub-fetish of like furry or agamatophilia, which is like the attraction to people kind of dressed up as plushy animals or dressed up as something that's like not necessarily human. And the like the word itself kind of comes from the Latin ursus, which means bear, and agamatophilia is like that attraction to something that isn't necessarily human or is like a bit more of an animal or a plush animal specifically is what it is. And the term kind of came out from a 2010 incident with a man who was caught in public having sex with a teddy bear.
Sounds incredibly similar to me, actually, and this isn't a joke. No, this isn't a joke. I was caught in the middle of Cavill Avenue back in 2012 having sex with a blow-up doll. Got arrested. Had to spend night in lockup. Had to sell my Splendor ticket for the court date. Couldn't remember what I'd done until the police officer read it out in the Southport Magistrates Court a month later. But I was doing it more for fun. Not a fetish, I think. Not that I can remember. Right. But knowing the drunk me, I would have done it. As like, oh, you boys, check out this. How funny is this? I'm going to get my penis out and have sex with this blow-up doll. I can't even remember it. I can't even remember a blow-up doll. Anyway, so I empathise with the man caught in public having sex with a teddy bear. Good for him.
Yeah. And I don't know if you know of the movie Ted with Seth MacFarlane and Mark Wahlberg. Well, the titular character, Ted, has become a bit of a sex symbol for these people that have ursicogalmatophilia.
I guess. That is the golden goose, isn't it? Because you get the teddy bear plushness, but then the personality of a real life human.
That's it. So he's become a bit of a poster bear.
Wow. And I mean, if you want to get chubby over a Teletubby, no worries. But is it a fear of something else? I don't want to like try and focus on the negative of these fetishes, try to remain quite open-minded. But is there any sort of inkling that maybe because someone likes something, dresses a suit or something otherworldly, something non-human, that maybe deep down it might just be a fear of something more real?
Yeah, I mean, there is, you know, we have to take into consideration that at like a psychological level, there is for some people an overlap between maybe some trauma or some sort of experience. Like it's definitely not the case across the board for people that are into kinks and fetishes. So I don't want that to be, you know, what people are thinking. But in some instances, there could be an incident that maybe happened or some trauma that's there or some sort of experience where there is now a, a deviance or a direction that they're taking in terms of their sexuality, which maybe is, getting to the point where it is maybe becoming a paraphilia and it's becoming problematic for them as well. So we do need to take that into consideration at some stage.
If you're just joining us, it is men's sex coach Cam Fraser's toughest night on radio, having to come up with fetishes for the letters U, V, W and X. For the great challenges, what is V?
For V, I've got vorerophilia, or it's often shortened to vor or a vor fetish, which is the sexual arousal or interested in either being consumed, being eaten, or just seeing someone or something being eaten in general. It's kind of like a mouth and swallowing fetish.
The mouth is for eating, not for sex.
That button was made for this talk break. Wow, to be consumed by another person or creature. So, I mean, that's kind of, if you're eating, don't go around eating anyone, by the way, anybody. But so that's sort of the cannibalize, a bit cannibally, isn't it? And then to be consumed, I mean, that's got to be illegal as well. If I ask you to eat me, you can't do it still, can you? Even that's not going to hold up in law. It's like, he wanted to be eaten. He asked me to eat him.
Yep. So at its extreme, for sure, you're right. It can only really be maybe a philia or a paraphilia that's experienced once before maybe you're you're caught and you're sentenced to prison. But you know, in terms of like exploring it as a fantasy, it's often something that plays out in a lot of like anime and manga and hentai and cartoon, I suppose, pornography. It's something that can really be explored through fantasy. One of the ways that it's explored maybe in real life and not through cartoon is through like little figurines, like little Lego figures, and then putting those in the mouth and having that kind of fantasy played out where you're maybe the little Lego figure and you're being put in the mouth of someone else who's being injected by someone else. So it's oftentimes played out more in fantasy, you're right, than it is in real life.
Biting someone's fingernails, does that count?
probably to an extent, I suppose. I think the idea is that you want to be fully consumed and digested, not necessarily just have a tiny bit of yourself being put in the mouth.
Yeah, that's such a vanilla Vererophile, isn't it? Just nibbling and eating someone else's fingernails. Come on, go the whole hog. There was a story that we did a couple of months ago about a Brizzy tradie who was performing vasectomies at a backpacker's hostel. And his defense was, they wanted me to do it. I just put the ad on Gumtree. They came to me. I think he got a year. I think you got a year and then a good behaviour bond.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's where, I mean, that's the precedence, isn't it, in a legal term. Anyway, men's sex coach Cam Fraser, what is W?
For W, I've got WAM, which is an abbreviation for wet and messy.
Bingo.
The fetish or the arousal or the interest in seeing a partner or participating in a partner being smeared and covered in messy food products and liquids.
Yeah, yeah. It's the shine that gets me. I'm a textures man. Always have been. Probably always will be. It's the one constant in my life. Whenever I'm down, just going on the pornographic websites, typing in oil into the search bar, there's always new stuff. Content creators are always creating new oil stuff. There's plenty of oil in the world. Too much oil. Got to get rid of some. I like oil. I remember I asked my dad when I was 11, he was varnishing the deck and I was like, could you varnish a person? And he looked at me like, what? It's always been in me. Probably one of the classic, more mainstream ones, I think. It's good. I like the look of it and I like the feel of it. It's just as simple as that.
Yep, I resonate with that, man. I probably kind of lean in that direction as well. So I'll share in that with you, in that disclosure. I could get around the oil and some of that texture and the feeling of it. It's definitely something that I'm interested in. And I think like the idea around wet and messy as well, there's kind of like a little bit of taboo around exploring food and bringing kind of like different items that are liquids and substances kind of into the bedroom into kind of sexual context. I think there's a little bit of that to it as well. It's kind of sometimes interacts with food play or what's also known as sploshing, which is liquids in particular, like water and like the that kind of wet look. It's kind of one of the reasons why there is that wet look in fashion and with leather and things like that. It's because it is attractive to a lot of people. So I think even though people aren't necessarily aware of the term wet and messy or WAM, more often than I reckon people will be quite interested in it.
Oh, wet shine leggings, don't get me started. I remember when I went to a swingers club a couple of years ago with a girlfriend at the time, they had these massage tubs and they had the Nuru gel. You know the Nuru gel, the Japanese seaweed-based gel, and you combine it with a bit of water, slip all over the place like a couple of porpoise. We were there on one massage table, except the people next to us, they were quite new into the scene and didn't realize that you needed to add water to the Nuru gel. So they were just using it like a lube. Like the two of them, they couldn't figure out why me and my porpoise girlfriend were going like so slick, like so fast over each other. And then they're like two slugs caught in the rain on concrete, like trying to like move. So add water to your Nuru gel for all my WAM fans out there. What's X?
For X, I've got xenophilia, which is the attraction to other cultures and strangers and foreigners and people that maybe you consider exotic or people that just aren't part of your own culture.
Yeah, that's a good one. And I've heard people from both sides go on holidays seeking this. You hear about the classic seedy man going to Thailand and finding like some Thai girls. But then you also hear the other women going to like the Caribbean islands and stuff, getting that island love going on. I like it. And I find most of the people that I swipe right on the dating apps are usually of Asian or Indian descent. I find the skin color very alluring. But sometimes it's hard to convince girls that that's a compliment. A lot of ladies that I've chatted with, I have to be very careful about saying, oh, I kind of like, I love your Indianness, or I love your Asianness, or I love your Africanness. Because they're like, oh, I don't want to be sexualized. I'm not just some porn genre. And I try and say, well, no, guys probably like, they probably just like it. It's the exoticness. It's hard to try and get it into a compliment. A lot of people can be very uptight with their past experiences about that. Do you have any advice on how you could make it come across that it's genuinely like just a pure heartfelt attraction, nice thing instead of just a porn fetish?
Yeah, you're right, man. Thank you for speaking into this, because it is something that can, people can feel fetishized themselves, and that they're not actually a real person. People are only, or their partners maybe only with them because of the fact that they could consider them exotic, or because of their ethnicity or race. So it's a tough one, and especially now that we're being a bit more sensitive and we're being a bit more attuned to like the relations between ethnicities and races. So I feel you, and I feel people that are in that scenario and maybe wanting to explore it. So in terms of advice, man, look, I don't really have too much advice. This is not an area of dating or relationships that I'm very well versed in, so I can't really offer anything concrete. My only advice, and this is just very, very general, so I apologize for that, is to be upfront, just to acknowledge that, you know, it could come across as maybe not as a compliment, and that you're still maybe finding your own language to describe how you feel, and just being honest upfront and speaking into that awkwardness that could potentially arise by saying something with regards to that. And I think by doing that, you kind of own that, you take the charge a little bit out of it, it's not so much of a surprise, and there's an opportunity for the person who you're speaking to maybe just stop you in your tracks if you're not going to say the right thing. They can be like, okay, I know what you mean. You know, you don't need to complete that sentence. Let's kind of move on.
Yeah. Yeah, it is good. Well, I love all cultures, all equally, really, but they've all got their special little bells and whistles, I find. And I do mean it with the utmost love in my heart and compliments. And I'm going to Mexico in a couple of weeks' time, and I'm not just going for the sunshine, if you catch my drift. First and last time, Enrique Iglesias will play on Triple M. Men's sex coach Cam Fraser, thank you so much. Only a couple more letters next week, and it'll be the last Sex Mondays for the year. So we look forward to chatting to you then.
I look forward to it too, mate.
Cam-Fraser.com and the Cam Fraser on Instagram. Sex Saturdays.